You know, we find it very odd and strange that not one human has asked what was so significant about the analog signal that the TV body required that it had to be shifted to digital. The difference is in the shift of this energy level as wavelengths of light are changing, as the Earth is becoming what you may call a bit more volatile. I mean, used to, if a 4-point-something earthquake, everybody went to getting their Kodak. Well, now, if you don't have 5 or 6 of them a day, it's sort of an off day in the earthquake world. Okay, now this signal has the wavelengths have shortened, so therefore the analog signal that they used to put out everywhere became a superior bit of old technology. And they were using it thinking it was the only way they was going to get to Ed Sullivan's shoe. There you go. So everybody could enjoy it because people got to watching the radio so long that a picture showed up. Because they used to sit around and watch the radio until they actually got to where they could see it. Then the next thing you know, they had television. Now, when that happened, the analog signal was so powerful because now since the shortening of those wavelengths has taken place because of you marvelous human creators, it has intensified its power and response more so even than the digitized or the digital signal. So there, what did the government do? They said, take it away. We'll take it back and we'll use this for our code, our secret, our whatever way to communicate that no one will be able to pick up on. And then very quickly, all of a sudden now, with a little bit of shifting of that analog signal that's been converted to digital, no one can pick up anything.
Unless you have analog receiving equipment, which you can build or buy, I'm sure.
That's correct. If you're going to tap into that, you marvelous human creators, you almost have to go back to the tubes. Remember the days before chips, when they had tubes? Well, tubes become significant.
If they go out, you're hard-pressed to find new ones.
Oh, they won't allow them. That's right, because then you'd be kept into that analog signal. Analog.
You started this by talking about that they switched away from the analog frequency because they wanted to use it for their own purposes. What purposes is it being used for?
It's more powerful than the digitized signal that they're putting out. It carries better. It's like what they replaced the old shortwave. Analog became a more powerful shortwave than even shortwave. It changed. They capitalized on it to take it out so they could use it for their very own communications. So if there is a problem, then the satellites don't work, then the analog will.
They're ready for the EMP. They know it's coming.
You better believe exactly. They know it's coming.
Dial in your frequency as easy as a radio dial. All you have to know is how to tune it.
Or get you one of them newfangled ones that does a scan, and it'll find any signal that's out there. You don't even have to know the frequency.
Not your brainwave signal.
Well, I beg your sweet humble pardon. Have you ever changed your mind? Well, how'd you do that if you can't scan it? That's fun, sports fans.
Yeah, where do we get one of these ESP scanners?
No, I think the better question is how do I turn the one that I have on? There we go. That'll be lots easier than going to look for one. And once you figure out how to turn it on, then you figure out how to tune it in, then you can control the volume and see how much, how voluminous you want it or not. You can turn it down real soft, or you can turn it up way loud. You can do it as loud as ludicrous if you want to. There is no big secret. This is the way it was. All that's happening here is you're getting the opportunity to engage that which you've already got. And making it your own and not someone else's by default. That's all.